Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
On the line, we've got Anonymous. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm dark and lovely. How are you?
I'm beautiful.
Hey. So you chose to remain anonymous. Why, my darling?
Because, firstly, I don't really listen to radio much, and I'm driving, and I just heard this announcement, and I thought, hi, what is this? This one is meant for me. Let me give this one a try.
Most definitely.
And I felt that my story is a bit maybe complicated,
yeah.
And I'm keeping myself anonymous for the protection of people involved.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 38. I'm turning 38 this year.
Okay, and I know your story is complicated. My producer kind of told me a little bit, and I want to get into it, right? You are not single.
I am not single yet.
Mm-hmm. You're not
so
single
I am
yet.
Married.
Okay, you are married, yes.
I am married, but we are practically separated while in the same house.
Mm.
We were separated for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
2019 and 2022.
Yeah.
And we reconciled at the beginning of 2022. Soon after that, I fell pregnant. As soon as I was pregnant, it spiraled down again. So we've literally not been in speaking terms since that time. My child is a year and a couple of months old now. We've spoken about the divorce. I've fetched the divorce papers, but I just have not gotten the process actively.
Okay.
But literally, our communication is hello and goodbye.
Okay. Living in the same house.
Yes.
Okay. No one has filed for divorce yet.
I have collected the divorce papers.
With
yeah,
the intention that, yeah. So it is very, you know, as someone who's been divorced, the process is quite complicated. So I'm sure you've gathered the information, the documents, just to go through them so that you can eventually file. When are you planning on filing for divorce?
As soon as possible. It's been a question of having somebody handle it for me. Do I have the resources to have somebody handle it for me? It's just been that daunting process, but yeah. Consider it as good as done.
But now, Anonymous, you know, with married couples, right? They are different seasons, right? There's times where life is good, the love is good, and everything is wonderful. And then there are times where, you know, you get to the rocky parts of marriage. That's what it is, right? Are you not going to change your mind? Are you done?
Not again. I think I've done this for 16 years, changing my mind and going back and trying again. And, you know, when I came back after our separation in 2019 and 2022, when we reconciled, I came with my whole heart in it, you know, really willing to work things out, gave it my all, begged, cheated, cried, and I'm all cried out. And I think that whole between 2022 and now, without realizing it, it was sealing the deal and it was healing. So I feel like I'm there. I'm ready.
Yeah. And has he checked out of the marriage as well? Because you can be like, hey, you know what? I'm done. And he's like, no, I'm not done. I still want this marriage.
He was done. His ex were done.
Oh, he's been done.
We going on. Yeah, he was done. You might not have said he's done, but your ex. Remember, I might be the one filing for a divorce. The person who's done the thing that will lead you to a divorce is the one.
Okay. So 15 years of marriage has come to an end. You have intentions of filing for a divorce. How many children do you have?
You've got three children.
You've got
three children. Yeah, they both are children. They all are children. Yeah.
Okay. Anonymous, you know, do you not want to wait until the whole divorce process is done and then you start dating? Do you not think that maybe it's a little bit too soon?
Maybe. I just think maybe it's part of just being sure and moving on, you know? Because while you're still sitting there, you keep going back and forth because you're waiting. And that's when a person starts playing again all over on your feelings. And like I'm saying now, when you start being serious, that okay, now I'm moving on, the person please like again. I don't know what happens. It's like a vicious circle of something.
Yeah.
Over and over, feeling like they can come in and out of your life and things.
I see. Now that we've covered the complicated part, finding love is not difficult for me, because there are so many incredible men that are listening to the show right now. And I just like, I'm interested. I want to get to know her better. Yes, as much as it's quite complicated, but I'm willing to take that chance. So what is it that you're looking for in a significant other? Are you also looking for marriage? Or right now, you just funa ukujola nje?
At the moment, I would like to get to know someone
and just have fun,
see how it feels. And obviously, if that's good and if it tickles my fancy, then you could consider a serious relationship. I'm sure we don't go into it looking for marriage.
Of course.
If it's awesome, then why not?
Why not, hey? Why not? And what are some of the things that you're looking for?
Just love, you know, sincerity, authenticity, hard work, dedication, somebody who's just hungry for a good life like I am, hungry for good things, you know, not playful, not testing the waters. somebody who's just in it for the long run, you know. And the good and the bad.
And I know you chose to remain anonymous, and you may answer this question if you feel comfortable answering it. Are you currently working at the moment, and what do you do for a living? Or would you rather keep that also anonymous?
I can't discuss it. I am self-employed. I run a small business.
Nice.
So I do training and mentorship. That might give me away. That's who I am. And I also have a branding company.
Nice.
They are fairly small. So in between, I do other things just to sustain myself, like, you know, take a lot of deliveries just to make sure that I've got enough money.
I see.
Because I'm growing my small businesses.
I see. So you're an entrepreneur, Gahle Gahle.
I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. And I've also gone to school. I've got a degree in media communications and culture.
Yes, girl.
Previously practiced as a communications personnel. But yeah, I've just gone more the entrepreneurship route. And yeah,
nice.
Where I am at the moment.
And the gentleman that you're looking to spend time with, financially, where must he be? Are you also looking for an entrepreneur, someone who's stable financially, someone who will be able to give you the finer things in life? Because you sound like someone.
sustainable for themselves and willing to grow together, because like I said, I haven't figured myself out that much as well. So I'm not about to put anybody else under pressure, but they must also not be very stagnant, and you must be like maybe have a vision and know where you're going, and they must be very aware of what they want in terms of, I have 3 children. That's never going to change. Preferably somebody who's had their own children.
Yeah. Not looking to have any more kids.
True, true, true.
Yeah. 40 is around the corner, and they say life begins at 40, and we're not doing that with infants, hey?
Yeah. Somebody who's self-sustainable, somebody who's going to be patient with my journey. I'd be patient with their journey.
Yeah.
But preferably have some stability so that we are not now adding stress to each other.
That's
know?
True. And age wise, you're 38, turning 38 this year. How old must he be?
Well, because they must also have their own children by now. Men, probably 45.
Yeah, 45 is good. 45
to 49.
45 to 49. Can I ask you to push it until 55?
No.
Let me tell you. It's not scary. Yeah. It's not as scary as you think it is. It's
really?
Not as scary. No, it's not. No, because how old, the age difference would be what? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm terrible with math. But can you give the 55-year-olds a chance? Let's cap it at 55. Just 55. or maybe okay. let's do 50. Okay, okay, you're a little intimidated by the 55. Let's do.
Ute. Yeah, just now they start treating me like a child or trying to control me in some way.
Okay, so let's do 45 to 50.
Yeah. Okay. 50. Yeah, maybe 55 is fine, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I promise you. I promise you. They are really good.
All right.
They will spoil you. And they are settled and they are established and they know exactly what they want. And they already have their kids.
Yeah. Definitely they must have their kids. Yeah. No more kids.
And now listen, you are in the south of Joburg. Are you open to a long distance relationship? Or are you looking for someone in Gauteng?
Preferably Gauteng so that I can see them, so that I can enjoy the warmth of having a person close by.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how are you gonna juggle this? Indoda yakho is at home. How are you gonna date, girl? This is going to be a challenge. Also, you've got a very young child. How's this gonna work?
I think this one is gonna push me into moving out.
Okay. Because you definitely are gonna need your own space. There's no way that uzojola and then your husband's in the house. It's not gonna work, girl. It's not gonna work. Okay.
I hear you.
All right, Stanwa Sami, it's time for us to wrap it up. Give me a contact detail, a number that these gentlemen who are listening and are loving you, they love your energy and are willing to, you know, enter into this very complex situation that you find yourself in. Where can they get a hold of you?
Can I just reassure them I will uncomplicate it?
All right. And they are that push.
So that it's no longer so complicated.
Fantastic.
So the number they can contact me on is 076-309-2835.
And can they reach you on WhatsApp as well? Do you have WhatsApp on
they
that?
They can reach me on WhatsApp. They can reach me on a normal call.
Okay, let me tell you something. Your phone is going to sound. Yeah, I was about to say it's going to ring like a call center, Stanwa Sami. Have fun. We're going to catch up with you. And let me know when you file for divorce, girl.
Definitely will let you know.
Okay, sissy, enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's Anonymous. Anonymous says her story is very complicated, and that it is. She is still married. She hasn't filed for a divorce, but they've been separated for some time right now. And they've been married for 15 years. She wants out of the marriage. And she feels like putting herself out there in the dating game, in the dating scene, will give her that push that she needs to start a new life with her three children. And you, possibly. If you live in Gauteng, it works for her because she wants someone close by. And if you think that Anonymous is the person for you and you're willing to take her with her situation, you can call her on this number, 076-309-2835. That's 076-309-2835.
If you missed it, catch the rewind on radio2000.co.za.